the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. So last week I was in Spain, walking on the beach in 20 degrees and glorious sunshine. Yeah, I know, it's amazing really. And whilst I was there, I went to Valencia, Valencia Cathedral, or as they say in Spain, then Valencia Cathedral. And if you don't say it like that, they don't understand what you're talking about. And whilst there, I saw the withered hand of the martyred Saint Vincent from about there, probably a smallish hand. I also saw the painting showing the entrails of Saint Erasmus being wound around a drum from his open stomach, whilst a man with a very large knife cut him from one side to the other. Divine art, I reflected upon, because when the BBC came to visit us here at St. Mark's a few weeks ago, they went into the chapel and saw the stained glass window and said, ah, we have a wonderful thing called Divine Art, which is being launched over the country, looking at art in churches and religious buildings, and we'd really like to feature that window. So they came and they featured it. So if you look on the BBC's website with Divine Art, you'll see a little link to beds, and if you click on there, you'll see our window and a little commentary by me, which is on the hoof and isn't brilliant, but kind of says something about the window anyway. Divine Art and evoking in people an ability to see something of God through the mundane, ordinary stuff of life. I don't know. You can look at that website and see all the different bits yourself and see how you feel uplifted or otherwise. Different things uplift different people in different ways. Certainly I thought Erasmus made me mildly nauseous. It really did nothing for me. Neither did the withered hand. In fact, I also, whilst I was in Valencia Cathedral, saw the real chalice. Having seen the real chalice in Valencia, part of the real cross in Caravaca de la Cruz, and part of the real crib in Church of San Maggiore in Rome, I think I've got the set now. But again, doing nothing for me. Valencia Cathedral really didn't uplift me, and neither, I have to say, on the other side of things, did visiting Iona. I know lots of people are incredibly uplifted by Iona. The only thing I could really remember about Iona was the fact that in common with Valencia Cathedral, you can't receive telephone signals very well at all. But different things uplift us in different ways. And this morning we have Jesus finding an uplifting experience. And in the baptism, you might wonder why we move to the baptism of Jesus so quickly after Christmas. Certainly, I left Spain just before they started to celebrate Epiphany. And Epiphany in Spain is the big celebration. That's when all the regalos come out, all the presents they start giving each other gifts. So you can imagine that's why they do have the big celebration on the Three Kings, because that's when they get all their presents. But we don't celebrate it hardly at all. And this year, we've moved from the scene at the crib straight to the baptism, almost without a pause. And according to the lectionary, if you don't celebrate the Epiphany yesterday, then you miss it out altogether. I think probably next year we'll do a little change and we'll celebrate Epiphany with a bit more style and gusto than we have this year, and do something on the Sunday. It seems a shame. We've no sooner done Christmas than we're on to the baptism. It's almost as if the church is copying the commercial kind of thing. You know, you build up to Christmas for months and months and months. You get there, you have a Christmas pudding and a mince pie, and then you're straight on to the Boxing Day sales. And it's all just too quick. The holiday, as it were, the feast isn't long enough. Bring back, you know, the 12 days of Christmas as far as I'm concerned. We need longer to dwell and to spend time just thinking about the coming of Christ before moving on to,